Welcome back to Sports Day. We're just about to head to the MCG. You know how I like to go over people's careers before when I know they're coming.
Yes, you do. Yep.
Adam Ouzay played 271 games. Yep. I think that we fail to sometimes recognise. I know he's an assistant coach now and a senior coach in waiting. We fail to recognise how good a footballer for a long period of time that man was.
Absolutely.
Played in 12 finals as well.
Indeed. He was an absolute star. I mean, like a lot of guys in that particular era, didn't quite get the premiership, which probably elevates him in the minds and the memories. But all Melbourne fans will remember Adam Ouzay as an unbelievably good player, and he's potentially an unbelievably good coach. Mm. Let's hope he is a good politician and he can convince us whether or not we should be tipping the Demons tonight. Welcome to you, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Well, we couldn't have given you much bigger wrap-up than that, so let's find out if you're any good at convincing me.
To be fair, my players know about my career. I'll let them know. I'll give them a bit of a...
Get out a few old highlights.
Yeah, every now and then when they need a spark, and maybe when I need a spark. So, it's been good fun.
That isn't the old coaching motto, say, do as I say, not as I did?
Well, that's right. I'm not sure I could tell Gorney how to hit it out in centre bounces, but last year was an amazing year to be part of the footy club, and this year's going okay.
Adam, I've confessed to one and all that I've had a sleepless night. I've been tossing and turning, and in fact, even this morning I woke up and I tipped the Brisbane Lions, and then on the way in I thought, you've got to stick fat with rule number one, and that is to tip the Demons. Can you convince us why, after a three-game losing streak and a bye and a bit of a stinker amongst the players, you're all of a sudden going to turn it around?
Based on our week, we've had a really good week on the track. So our boys obviously had a little four-day break, and I think they need a little bit of a spark and a little bit of a refresher. So break really well. So our training standards and our intensity and enjoyment around the club this week have been terrific. So, we've tinkered with a couple of little things, and hopefully that comes out tonight against a really, really good opposition. So our boys enjoy playing in big games and against good teams, so we can't wait to get going.
The coach has spoken often about the connection across all lines, ball going inside the forward 50, but I've got no doubt you're focusing on what you're doing when you haven't got the ball as much as anything else, because your pressure numbers have dropped through the floor.
Yeah, it's a hard one. It wasn't a stat. Our pressure numbers weren't a stat that we looked at last year. What we do look at is our team defence and how if teams are transitioning between the arcs. So we're still stacking up. Some of those numbers can drop away a little bit depending on what the opposition are doing to us. So we've had games where teams have just tried to keep the ball off us and take a lot of marks. And so that does impact on the numbers across the season. We're really focused, and we always have been. We really value the way we defend as a team. Hopefully tonight, inside our forward 50, we've gone for a little bit more speed. So hopefully those pressure numbers go through the roof tonight.
So can you talk us through the more speed, Adam, and whether you've had to reinvent the way you score? Because, we know you've struggled with that. McDonald Brown's had a really tough month as far as score impact. And as good as your midfield is, and we know how star-studded it is, they haven't got a great record of going forward and kicking lots of goals.
Yeah, well, we've just changed the way we train a little bit. Last week, we had a lot of possession. I think we ended up with 400 possessions and 100 marks. And it was just a little bit out of whack on when to go fast and when to get the ball in really quickly to our forwards. Our forwards really like some flow on the ball. So you can't do that every game, and you can't do that every time you win the ball back. So we've just worked out. We've just tried to give them some real clarity on when to go fast and when to get it in really quickly and put their defence under the pump. So there's a fine line with doing that. You can open yourself up on the other way, but we've had a really good, like I said, a good week on the track in doing so. So hopefully you can see a little bit more excitement when the ball goes inside 50 tonight.
One of the more interesting selections a couple of weeks ago is you didn't go with Sam Wiedemann. You went with Mitch Brown. You gave him a couple of games. He's now out and Sam Wiedemann is back in. I assume he's the backup ruckman, but ultimately, if he's going to play a long time at the Demons and anywhere else for that matter, he's got to find his way to impact in that forward 50, which he did a couple of months ago, but lost his spot.
Yeah, and that's how we've gone into selection each week. We're trying to reward blokes that are in good form that are playing VFL footy. So Mitch Brown was in terrific form. Weeds was struggling a little bit. So we gave Brownie an opportunity. And we want to do the same with Weeds now. If he comes in and plays well, we'll keep him in. And it's obviously here. We need him to obviously perform now that we've got Tommy Mack out. He'll get an opportunity today, obviously, to help out and pitch in the ruck. But not only that, he'll get an opportunity just to perform. So there's no reason why when Gorney comes back in, Weeds can't stay in if he's in good form. So that's part and parcel with our selection. We're just trying to find the best mix that we can hit the scoreboard. So hopefully Weeds puts on a show tonight.
Adam, what challenges did Brisbane present you with tonight?
Well, there's challenges all across the field. They've got quality players in all areas of the ground. So the main one is their supply. They get a lot of supply to their forwards. Their forward end is stacked with talent. So it's going to be we're going through a fair bit on giving our forwards enough supply that we can win the game. So we're not going to win a game against the Lions with 40 entries to 60. We want to break even, and if not, hopefully win that stat. So it's going to be a big midfield battle tonight. They've got some quality mids. We've got to help Jacko out in the ruck. So, our main focus is obviously breaking even in the territory battle and give our forwards an opportunity to score.
And you're often spoken about as one of the next coaches, senior coaches, that is, in waiting, Adam. You've seen the man above you, Simon Goodwin, go through some pretty torturous times, drag through some mud in the media, particularly recently. What have you made of that, and are you ready for a role of that magnitude?
Oh, well, I've made of his personality is the fact that he doesn't show any of that. The stuff that's going on behind the scenes, he doesn't show that to his players. He's so calm and measured. So that's an amazing trait for a coach to have, and I've taken obviously a fair bit of that away in the way that I think about coaching. But in regards to jobs that are available or coming up or opportunities in the future, it's going to be horses for courses for me. I really want to coach. I love doing what I'm doing, but it's just going to depend on what opportunities are available and whether I want to put my hat in the ring. But like I said, really enjoying what I'm doing now and hopefully just keep improving each year.
So you wouldn't apply for absolutely any role that comes up?
No, not necessarily. It's got to fit where I'm at and what club it is and where their club's at and whether they've got stability and things like that at their footy club. It's hard enough as it is trying to become a senior coach, but if a lot of those pillars aren't in place, it's sort of setting yourself up for fail. So I've looked and spoken to a lot of young coaches that have gone through that, and if they had their time over again, they might hold off for a couple more years and make sure they've got a little bit more experience and things like that. So so those are the sorts of things that would be going through your head if you ever get an opportunity or if I get another opportunity to go through a process. So,
you'd go into state, but you wouldn't go into state to an unstable club.
Well, I think stability is the key at any club. So, I'd consider the majority of roles. Like, I don't want to be stubborn enough or too arrogant to say that, I'm too good for that role. It's not about that. It's just... Yep. Just being really clear on where the club's at, and as I said, as a first time coach, you need all the support you can get. So if you've got stability, it gives you the best chance to perform. So those are the sorts of things that will go through my mind for sure.
Sounds pretty smart approach to me, Adam. I think that's the only way to approach it. And we wish you well. You've convinced me. I'm going to tick the Demons, but can you just fill me in on the margin?
Oh, well, look, they are a good team. I've got Cameron Bruce is on the other side, and Chris Fagan. So I won't say we'll smash him, but hopefully it's a 3 or 4 goal margin. That'd be nice.
Okay, I'm putting it down for a 22 point victory.
Nice
work, right, Adam. Nice. All the best.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Okay, good luck, thanks for an extended time tonight.
No worries, anytime.
Adam Uzay joining us there on Sports Day. Jaden Hunt, the sub for Melbourne, and Callum Archie, the sub for Brisbane.